tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left.
Sunrise, cause a new life in all of the- was love, a wedding dance, New Year's dreams, a toast with friends, a soldier coming home from war, a faith, a hope for so much more.
Set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two, wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road to lead me straight to you. Yes, it did. I think about the years I spent just passing through. I'd like to have the time I've lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. That God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Thank you.
daughter's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I wanna be in my daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, heart puts a smile in my heart. Everything becomes a little clearer. I daughter's eyes. In my daughter's eyes, I can see the future. I am and what will be. And though she'll grow and someday leave, maybe raise a family, when I'm gone I hope you'll see how happy she made me. For I'll be there in my daughter's.
Welcome everyone to this week's message on the Hope Show. I am very excited and happy that all of you could be with me today. I'm very honored to have each and every one of you with me. My introduction songs were a little longer this morning than usual, but I assure you that there is a very good reason for this. Today, my Hope Show is going to be a wonderful celebration. I've been truly excited for this week to come, and now that it is here, I'm just bubbling over to share it with all of you. Today's show is going to be a little different from my normal shows, but it's still following in with the theme that I've tried to stay with all through these holiday season. Since November, I have brought you messages of peace, forgiveness, family relationships, love, etc. This last week of December will wrap up my holiday theme messages, and I have saved the best for last, folks. First of all, I want to say that I love all of my children and my family equally, and I'm equally blessed to have each and every one of them in my life. But the reason that I choose to single out two very important people in my life today is because they are the two precious gifts that I received in December, which ties along with my holiday theme, gifts. Today, my show is dedicated to my beautiful daughter, Kara, and my husband, Shaziz. What is a gift? A gift is something given to you without any expectation of anything in return. A gift is meant to be free. A gift is supposed to make you happier and less sad. A gift can be given to show favor toward someone in such ways as compassion, kindness, love, forgiveness, caring, being considerate, giving honor and respect, just to name a few. Gifts can be given in a variety of ways, all year long. But typically when we think of gifts being presented, it's on special occasions, such as birthdays, Valentine's Day, Christmas, anniversaries, etc. The gifts that I have received from Kara and Shaziz are eternal. They are gifts that have kept on giving every day of the year, since the day they came into my life. I want to set the stage for the first gift that was given to me. It all began on December 25th of 1990. I was 9 months pregnant. It was Christmas. I had the okay to travel for the holidays from my doctor, and my family and my husband's family at the time both lived 2 hours north of where we currently lived. There was a white Christmas, a little ice on the roads, but the sun was shining, and we decided to take our time and be cautious driving, but overall, it was a beautiful day for traveling and spending time with family. The entire day was just an absolutely enjoyable, memorable day. We started to come back from our travels, and I became very miserable. My lower back was killing me. I was 21 years old, and I was about to be a first-time mom. I went to bed that night and was woke up with a startle at 12:30 a.m. on December 26th of 1990. I woke my husband, and we went to the local hospital. Kara decided she wasn't quite ready for this world yet, so there we stayed, waiting, waiting, waiting. Finally, on December 27th of 1990 at 12:18 a.m., nearly 2 days after starting labor, our precious bundle of joy honored our lives with her presence at 5 pounds and 14 ounces. There was nothing greater than the miracle of life. She was so small, yet not classified as a preemie, but we still had to bring her home from the hospital in these little tiny doll clothes. And from that day on, she is probably still soaking wet, maybe 115 to 120 pounds. From that very day forth, Kara has been a gift that I cherish from the bottom of my heart. There is no greater treasure than that of a child being born unto you. This show comes a day late, but I want to honor my daughter's birthday with today's show. So at this time, I want to take a brief moment to play a few songs, but one of them is particularly special to Kara and I. It is called You Are My Sunshine, and I sang this song to her every night at bedtime for probably the first 5, 6, 7 years of her life as a lullaby, and to this day it is our song. Happy 23rd birthday, my beautiful, funny, intelligent, kind, loving, giving, compassionate daughter, my best friend, Kara Nicole Martin.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday just for you. Happy birthday to you, happy birthday, happy birthday.
Just another year, good in our eyes, you are the best. Gonna love you, gonna love you above the rest. Oh, oh.
Oh yeah! may go, but that won't change what we already know. You're such a great friend, and in our hearts your love will grow.
You are much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy. If you could only say the same, but if you leave me to love another, will you regret it all someday? You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Welcome back, everybody. I am so happy you have joined me today. If you are just tuning in today, I'm honoring two special people in my life. Today is a celebration for my daughter Kara, who just turned 23 yesterday, December 27th of 2013, and my husband Shaziz. As of January 1st of 2014 is our wedding anniversary, but he proposed to me on Christmas Day 5 years ago. So as you can probably tell, the holiday season is a very momentous one for me every year. Now I want to set the stage for when I met Shaziz. My daughter and I moved to this area when she was 9 years old. I became involved in an abusive relationship. I found work at the local school as a before and after daycare provider for latchkey kids. My daughter was in fifth grade, and she soon became very good friends with this girl named Jessica that was in her same class. They became best friends. In December, the school put on a children's Christmas program. That night, we went to the school and we followed in the door this really tall, handsome, mysterious man dressed in black that smelled like pure heaven. He was obviously with his family, but it didn't stop me from looking. I looked over at my daughter, Kara, and I said, "Whew! Oh, man, did you just see that? He is so hot. And he smells good, too." My 9-year-old daughter, Kara, said, "Mom, that's my best friend's dad." Oops. But still, I thought, okay, so he's off limits. But hubba, hubba. We followed him and his family inside to the gymnasium, and I sat in a chair near him, so I could still enjoy his cologne. So you might be thinking right about now, freaky. But hey, you can't blame a girl for looking. Some of the ladies in my listening audience can probably relate to this, I'm sure. And even you men, if you want to be truthful, will probably agree that even though you're happily married or whatever your status may be, you're not blind to an attractive female on occasion. The Christmas program ended, we all left. I found out that he worked as a substitute bus driver for the same school as I did, where both our kids went to school. How convenient. So, for the next 2 years, now I know this sounds a little stalkerish, okay, maybe a lot stalkerish, but I would watch his comings and goings from my classroom window when I would see him, and I would always think to myself, what an attractive man he is. And I'd think to myself what it would be like to have a man like that in my life. I can't really say what I was thinking since my program is G-rated, but on many occasions, Jessica and Kara had play dates at Jessica's house, so there were more opportunities to see Shaziz. Don't get me wrong, I knew he was married, and I wouldn't have said or did anything in the world to have interfered with that family. But each time I was around or I bumped into him at school, I could sense he was a really great guy who loved his family very much, and I would wonder what it would be like to have such a man in my own life. After about 2 years, my relationship ended, and so did Shaziz's. His wife left him and the kids. He was very lonely and depressed. Long ago, Kara had already squealed on Mom and told Jessica that her mom had the hots for Jessica's dad. So after Shaziz's breakup, later on, Jessica and Kara plotted to get us together. The girls talked Shaziz into coming to my classroom to visit me one day, and we hit it off. That Labor Day weekend, we officially became an item. That was just over 11 years ago. 5 years ago, this Christmas, Shaziz proposed to me, and 4 years ago, this coming January 1st, we were married. We have been through great times, not so great times, thick and thin, but to this very day, I still think triple X thoughts and more, hubba hubba, every time my husband walks into the room. What a very, very lucky woman I am indeed. Sometimes I have to pinch myself that I have this glorious daughter, an amazing husband. Both are my best friends. I give God all the glory and the praise. He handpicked my daughter and my husband especially for me. And what an incredible blessing they have been to me ever since. I want to play you a few theme songs that Kara was really into, she was big into, whenever she was really young. Maybe this will bring back some memories for some of you as parents. Do you recognize where these theme songs came from?
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because it is the song that doesn't end.
Oh, no!
Yes, it goes on and on, my friend.
That's enough, guys!
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that
how do I turn you off?
It goes on and on, my friend.
Okay.
Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever.
I can't believe you guys.
But all that doesn't end.
Okay.
Yes,
I've had it. That's it. That's it. What are you doing?
Some people started singing
what?
It, not knowing
what, is
what it was.
Hey.
And they'll continue singing it forever.
This is the last time, right?
I want you to go away. Go away. And don't slam the
door. Hakuna Matata.
What?
Hakuna Matata. It means no worries.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase.
Hakuna Matata. Ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
It's our problem-free philosophy.
Hakuna Matata.
Hakuna Matata?
Yeah, it's our motto.
What's the motto?
Nothing. What's the motto with you?
You know what? These two words will solve all your problems.
That's right. Take Pumbaa, for example. Why, when he was a young warthog.
When I was a young warthog.
Very nice.
Thanks.
He found his aroma like a certain appeal. He could clear the savannah after every meal.
I'm a sensitive soul, though I seem thick-skinned. And it hurt that my friends never stood downwind. And oh, the shame!
He was a shame.
What a change in my name!
Oh, what's in a name?
And I got downhearted.
How'd you feel?
Every time that I...
Hey, Pumba, not in front of the kids.
Oh, sorry.
Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze.
It means no worries for the rest of your days.
Yeah, say it, kid.
Oops, sorry about that little bit of dead time. I was over here singing. Got a little caught up in the song, Kuma Matata. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed those short clips of these theme songs from various television programs dating back into the early 1990s. So how many of you recognize these theme songs? How fun. I am so honored to have you with me today here on The Hope Show. I don't know how informative my show is today, but we sure are having a lot of fun anyway. Today is the final week of the holiday series I've been hosting since November. And I have chose this last week in December to have a celebration. Today's show is dedicated to two very special people in my life. I honor these two today because they were gifts given to me in December. Happy 23rd birthday to my awesome daughter, Kara. Technically, her birthday was yesterday. And happy anniversary to my amazing husband, Shaziz, coming up on January 1st, 2014. But he proposed to me on Christmas Day 5 years ago. 23 years ago, I gave birth to my greatest treasure, greatest accomplishment, and biggest reward. I wrote a poem for my daughter for her birthday. This is a surprise, as I haven't given it to her yet. And it's called Between a Mother and a Daughter. You are in my thoughts every day, every step of the way. Although you are all grown up and have a life of your own, I know when you are happy. I know when you are sad. I know when you're having a bad day, angry, or feeling depressed. I know when you're in trouble. You and I, so much alike. Our temperament, our sense of humor, our personality, our mischievousness, our big hearts that can't help but give or want to help fix people and animals alike. We share a bond, mother and daughter, friends, yes, even co-conspirators. We can read each other's mind without saying a word. We don't have to be in the same room or even in the same town. We just feel. We just know. One of us will call the other, and one of us already has the phone in our hand, either getting ready to call or text the other at the very same time. Just being your mom, I know your way. When you hurt, I hurt. When you're happy, I also rejoice with you. We have the same taste in many things. Guys, clothes, purses, coats, etc. Oh yes, there have been many hours of discussion about these. I remember very fondly, just as if it were yesterday, when you were a baby, and I would hold you for hours, just snuggling you. I couldn't get enough of looking at your little tiny toes and fingers, your pretty face, just simply in awe. I remember, just as if it were yesterday, when you took your first steps, said your first words, stumbled for the first time, and I caught you. I remember your first day at the babysitter, your first haircut, your first day at preschool, your first day of kindergarten. I remember it all, just like yesterday. I remember all the crafts we made, all the games we played. I remember all the stories we read, all the goofy moments we shared, all the pranks we plotted together against others. I also remember very well all the plastic snakes you placed in my bed, and all the laughter that came from your room across the hall when I would discover them at bedtime and scream my head off. Ah, yes. I remember the time when you were maybe 4 or 5 years old. I was sunbathing topless in my backyard. You were playing in your tiny swimming pool, and as I lay half-napping, someone took off my bikini top and ran to the front of the yard. I don't know who did that, though. I wonder. I remember on April Fool's Day one year, you hid every piece of underwear that I had, and I had to go to work that day without any on at all. That was a commando day. Yes, there was never a dull moment in our house. I remember them all so well. Let us not forget the golf cart adventures. I won't elaborate on that. And so many more. I remember all the camping trips we took, when you learned how to swim. I remember all the holiday traditions we made. Let's see, first, there was Valentine's Day. Every single year, I would bring you a balloon and one single red rose to school. Now, I still get you flowers, and I try to deliver them wherever you're at. Then, there was St. Patrick's Day. I would make you green eggs and green milk for breakfast. The leprechaun would scatter candy over your bedroom floor and leave his little tiny construction paper footprints on your walls. April Fool's Day. As I said earlier, some little trickster hid Mommy's pantyhose that year. But also, some other big trickster would turn your clothes right side out and hide some of your dolls. Then there was Easter. The Easter Bunny always left lots of candy, and to this day, he still brings you candy at 23 years old. You will never be too old for the Easter Bunny to visit. July 4th, your very favorite holiday of all. Lots of fireworks and family barbecues. And then there was October, a very special holiday for both of us. My birthday, October 30th. I always shared it with you. Oh my, what a fun month. A fun Halloween it was. Big Halloween parties when you were little. Mama's birthday I would share. My party was being with you. Remember how we always dressed up together for Halloween? I would always come to your school parties dressed up with you, and then a fun night on the town it would be. Do you remember that snipe hunt, that Halloween party we had? Ah, then Thanksgiving, and Grandma's homemade special stuffing, and Christmas. On the eve of Christmas, we would make reindeer food, bake cookies, sit that and along with cookies out for Santa and milk. 2 days after Christmas, your birthday. More parties, more celebrations, more fun. Tooth fairies and so much more. How I miss those days with you. Our nightly rituals, I would curl up in your bed with you, read you a story, or perhaps two or three, tucking you in your warm bed like a burrito, and singing you our song, You Are My Sunshine. Good night kisses and hugs, and tickles too. Lots of laughter. Oh, how I can hear it all, even now. I wish so often, for just a moment, excuse me, we could repeat those elementary years when hugs and kisses I smothered on you. I would kiss your little boo-boos away, just for a moment. I wish we could repeat those teenage years, getting your driver's license, getting your first car, your first date, your first boyfriend, your first prom. Remember the dresses I made especially for you? But then I think about it and I realize that I have something far more special now. You are all grown up, happy with your life, happy in love. I have all those years of awesome memories with you, and now I get to share in this part of your life too. And the best part of all, these 23 fabulous years, I have not only gained a daughter, but a very best friend too. I sure love hanging out with you every chance I get. Happy birthday, my love. I'm going on a short break and play a few of Kara's favorite songs right now, as an adult. And I want to add a disclaimer. I've got three songs that I'm going to play specifically for Kara, and these are not typical songs that I would play. But the reason I am playing them today is because it's a special day. And it's Kara and Shaziza's day. And so, for that reason, I want to add a disclaimer that three of my songs in the show may not be completely appropriate, but they're my daughter's favorite songs. And so, I hope you'll join me again after the break to help me in celebration of my December gifts.
Cause the words may come unreal.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for joining me today. If you are just tuning in to my show, then you are in for a real treat. I'm doing things a little different today. Since November, I have been following a theme with my shows, a holiday theme, that has been about family, love, forgiveness, peace, just to name a few. And today is the last show in that series before the new year. And I have saved the best for last. Today, I'm having a celebration with all of you from all over the world. I'm celebrating the two most wonderful gifts that I received in December, which ties into my holiday theme, gifts. On December 27th of 1990, I received a precious daughter, Karen Nicole Martin. Happy 23 years, beautiful. Even though my husband and I have been together for just over 11 years, on December 25th, 5 years ago, he proposed to me. And, well, of course I said yes. So 4 years ago, I married my best friend on January 1st of 2009. I would like to share with you the invitation to our wedding. We made the verse for the invitations ourselves. It is as reads. Together our hearts have made a choice that throughout our times of trials, tribulations, and joys, a distance we have come, to stand each resolved to join our hearts as one. Now that the rain is gone, should it come again, forever together we will be with our best friend. It is with great honor we request the presence of all of our friends and family to join us, Tyrone and Beverly, on January 1st of 2009 at the local church. Today I would like to extend that same invitation to all of our great friends far and wide to help us celebrate our anniversary coming up in a few days, today, online. Later on in the show, the last half or so, I'd like to invite all of our friends to call in and visit with us and share our moment. When Shaziz and I met, we were really going through some rough times, dark times, in our lives. I had been through a few relationships and was just getting out of a physically and mentally abusive relationship. A single mom, working three jobs, just trying to make a living and a normal life for my daughter and myself. I was pretty beaten down. Shaziz was going through a divorce, barely any income, and three children of his own that had been abandoned by mom. Shaziz didn't know how to cook for his family, and he was very depressed. We were both a wreck. Our two beautiful daughters, 3 months apart in age, best friends in school, plotted to bring us together. Jessica and Kara, I am forever in debt to you for bringing us together. Though the first 2 years were extremely tough, blending families, going from a few people in a family to having five in a family, Shaziz and I brought a lot of previous baggage into our relationship. The children were bickering over step-parent issues. Our house was a zoo. But Shaziz and I didn't give up. Not on each other, not on our children, not on ourselves. No one promised us it would be easy, and it surely was not always. There was a lot of confusion, pain, anger, resentment in our home. But we had love for one another, and that love was big enough to overcome every obstacle that was put into our path. And we had made an unspoken commitment, if you will, that we weren't about to break. Leaving was never an option for any of us. As time went on, our home started to function as a family should. Our house began to mellow out. Shaziz and I worked through the old baggage together. Our children became accustomed to their new family arrangement. When I look back at all we went through, all five of us, I have no idea how we made it without killing each other. I have no idea how we made it through all those tough times, and there were many. But we did. Today, you would never guess that we ever experienced any of those old problems. Shaziz and I are madly in love. Our children are all grown up and are totally awesome and with families of their own. Who would have ever imagined? I've spent my whole life wanting my happily ever after. And before I met Ty, Shaziz, halfway through my life, I was beginning to lose hope of ever finding that special man, my knight in shining armor, my happily ever after. I would see these little elderly couples that were holding hands, helping one another, and I would think, I wish, I wish, I wish. Then one day, two girls and my awesome God brought me my knight in shining armor, my happily ever after. I still have to pinch myself sometimes. Is this really me? Is this really my life? Many of you are personal friends of Shaziz's, but all of you have heard him on his shows throughout the years. And for those of you that know him personally, he has a big heart, and he would do anything for you. Many of you would probably agree with me. He is a great guy. But as his wife, I want to share a little bit more about him. I fell in love with this heaven-sent man because he is an awesome family man. He loves true and deep, a forever love, an unconditional love. He has a big family with aunts and uncles, lots of cousins, and many generations of them. But he loves each and every one of them equally. Not one person goes without a hug after spending time with them. Shaziz is very soft-hearted. He is sensitive, kind, and tender. He hates seeing anything or anyone hurt. And he isn't afraid to shed a tear or two once in a while. He loves all living creatures, man or animal. He is patient, fun-loving, and compassionate. He's a goof, but he's my funny goof, and I love him for it. He's intelligent, but he's down to earth. Shaziz is the most non-judgmental person I have ever met in my life. He is trusting, truthful, loyal, and true to his commitments. He is always there for me, and his children, and his grandchildren, everyone. He spoils me rotten, writes me beautiful poems and songs. He takes care of me when I'm sick, rubs my back, helps me clean house and runs errands for me. Shaziz is a wonderful provider for his family. He is laid back, considerate, he rarely stresses out, and certainly doesn't sweat the small stuff in life. Sometimes, when I have a bad attitude and I sway off the track, he is my anchor. He pulls me back on the right path. We complement one another. Where one of us is weak, the other is strong. When one of us is down, the other will prop them up. We encourage one another and hold each other. Shaziz doesn't have a selfish bone in his body. He is always thinking of other people first. He's not a jealous man. He is very confident and secure in our love for one another. So with all of these wonderful qualities, and so many more, it is easy to see why I fell in love with this man. I feel very fortunate to be able to share my life with him. I have only one regret. I regret that I didn't meet him sooner, so I could have spent more time with him on this earth. But then again, sometimes you have to go through the hard times to really, really make you appreciate what you have. And I believe this is so for my own life. I want to go ahead and take a short break. I want to play these next three songs for my wonderful husband. And I want to set up some cameras because I have something very special that I want to share with you when I get back from this break. These are our wedding songs.
I am always
Okay, welcome back, everyone. I have Shaziz here with me now. I don't know if we're online on the camera. We've got the camera set up. I don't know how many of you can see that right now, but if you cannot see that right now...
My love, they can't see it right now.
Well, we've been toasting
it's
a little
radio.
Bit. We've been toasting a little bit already, okay,
it's
folks?
All right, you upload it to Facebook and you'll get to see us.
Yes, we're going to upload this later on to Facebook and also onto my podcast page, and so you can enjoy this later with us. But for the moment, I want to thank you all very much for joining us today. It's an honor to have all of you joining in my big celebration. Today, I'm celebrating my daughter Kara's 23rd birthday, and I'm... honoring my husband with our anniversary coming up very soon.
Camera's right there, honey.
Boy, this is like deja vu at the time of the wedding because I was so drunk. We rode the elevator to the 39th floor and we got lost. And so we kept riding the elevator up and down because we couldn't decide which floor.
It was an adventure.
It was. So today's message means a lot to me today. It's an honor to celebrate these two very special December gifts. And so Kara has blessed me with her presence, the gift of her life, and it has blessed me every day since for the last 23 years. So again, today's show is a happy birthday, happy anniversary. At this time, I want to share a poem that I made for my husband and surprise something after the poem. So in about 10 minutes or less, I'll be opening up the Skype lines for all of you to call in and visit with us and share our happy anniversary, happy birthday celebration. So right now I'm dedicating this poem to my wonderful husband, Shaziz. Every year that I'm with you has been better than the one before. It's hard for me to even think how I could love you more. Every year you've graced my life. It has been full of happiness. I love your caring face, your voice, your tenderness, your sweet caresses. Every year when this day comes, I'm filled with love and pleasures. Happy anniversary, love, my joy, my delight, my treasure. Kiss, kiss.
I said it before and I'll say it again. I'm the lucky man.
Now I want to do something really special that he has totally no idea. Shaziz, here's my early, early happy anniversary with you for all the world to know. I want to renew my wedding vows right now, on air, live, for the whole world to hear. Okay, I can't do two things all at the same time, so here we go. Take my hand for a moment. Here's my vow to you, honey. My one true love. I, Beverly Rollins, take you, Tyrone Rollins. I can't see you.
You ain't supposed to kiss the bride yet.
I, Beverly Rollins, take you, Tyrone Rollins, to be my husband, my partner for the rest of my life. And as my one true love, today I give myself to you again. I will continue to treasure this union and love you more each day than I did the day before. From this day forward, I will continue to promise you all of these things. I will trust you and respect you, laugh with you and cry with you. I promise to encourage and inspire you, comfort you in times of sorrow and struggle. I promise to love you in all good times and bad. When life seems easy and when life seems hard. When showing our love for one another is simple, and even in times when showing our love is an effort. I will try to be more understanding, more patient, more considerate, and more respectful to you. regardless of any obstacle we may face together. I promise to make every attempt to do better, listening to you with compassion and understanding, and speak to you with encouragement. I will share in your dreams and support you as you strive to achieve your goals. Together, we will share all of life experiences and share one another's goals and dreams. When we grow old and wrinkled,
when?
and have trouble getting around, as our health falters and fails, I will be there, by your side, every step of the way. To hold you up, help you walk around, tend to your every need, help you to remember. I eagerly anticipate our growing old together, sharing our children and our grandchildren, and perhaps even our great-grandchildren, in the many years we have left on this earth. I will be your equal partner in this loving and honest relationship we share for as long as we both shall live. I will remain forever faithful to our vows for better and worse, in times of sickness and health. I will hold you in the highest regard, will be truthful and loyal to you, will always love you and respect you, and so that with this ring, I do re-wed you.
Hold on, let me see it first. There's a reason. There you go.
Okay, so with this ring, I do re-wed you, my best friend. And I can't get it on.
You know what's significant about the way that ring went on?
What?
It's exactly how you put it on the day we got married.
Oh, I love you so much.
I said in your birthday video, I didn't know if it was possible to love any harder, and I also said, but baby, I'm taking this one all the way.
Oh, I love you so much. Happy anniversary. Let's toast.
Mushy folks.
Mushy folks. Okay, folks.
All right, stopping the camera now and getting back to the radio show.
Okay, guys. I'm going to open the Skype lines up for you now. Please call in on our show via Skype, Shaziz's Skype address, and help us to continue to celebrate our anniversary this morning, these two joyous occasions. And so right now, folks, go ahead and call in and share with us. Oh, so, Shaziz, what do you have to say?
I'll say you made me cry. Shame on you. I'll get some more wine.
He's going to get some more wine. So, not everybody call in at the same time.
They're probably over there crying right now.
Did I make you guys all mushy-eyed, too?
Anyway, I'd say it, and I've said it I don't know how many times. She always tells me how lucky she is, and I say I'm the lucky one. Every time you get an opportunity to share love and meet somebody like we've met each other, once you get a hold of that, don't let go. Period.
You know, I mean, even though we've been together for just over 11 years, it seems like yesterday, literally, that we met. And I love him more every day that goes by, and I didn't think that was possible. But it's possible, and it's real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's definitely real, my love. All right, well, it don't look like anybody's going to call in, so we got to do something.
So what are we going to do?
We've been down a long road together, her and I. We went through the bad times, a lot of bad times. And then... you know, in the marriage vows, it says, for better or worse, till death do you part. You know, we're on the for better right now.
and we're going to keep it that way. And so with that said, maybe we ought to throw on another tune there. All right, everybody, we're going to find another good tune. Throw our wedding song back on there again.
Which one?
That would have worked, too.
Okay, here we go.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. It's gonna be bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now. The pain is gone.
I am
Welcome back, everybody. We are live, and if you're just tuning in, today has been a wonderful celebration. My daughter's 23rd birthday, and my husband and I's four-year anniversary coming up on January 1st, but he proposed to me on December the 25th. And so I'm honoring both of these events for my December gifts, following with the tradition of my holiday series. And we're inviting everybody to call in if they want to say hi and talk with us for a little bit. And
we got Alan on the line.
I know, Alan. It's great to have you. And I just renewed my wedding vows again with my husband, if you've missed that. But we recorded it on our camera, so we will be uploading that video to my podcast page afterwards and Facebook on mine as well. So if anybody would like to capture that and watch it, you are welcome to do so. Probably in the next couple, 3 hours, it'll be up. Alan, it's nice to have you.
Well, first of all, let me start by saying happy anniversary to you both. It was wonderful to hear you renewing your vows. I heard the show right from the very start, and when you said it was a special show, I thought I've got to stay tuned to this. So it's been wonderful to hear your poems, your songs, speaking so wonderfully about your family, your partner, your soulmate, and your daughter, who is really, really your best friend, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
It's been absolutely amazing to hear the sort of passion and the dedication that you've got to each other. And I've been married now for, well, let me get this right, it'll be 25 years in October.
Oh. Woo! Awesome!
And, so, yeah, I've been through the lows and through the bads, through the bad side. But my three sons and my lovely wife have kept me going. And it's been so wonderful to hear somebody else expressing the joy that I have for my life partner.
Brother, I can say, and I'm sure you'd agree, I'd go through every bit of it all over again.
Oh, yes, indeed, and more. All the way down and all the way up.
Exactly.
It's just so
when you said the Skype line was open, I thought, I've got to call, and I've just got to tell you how the show's made me feel. And the lady in red, that song there was a special song for myself and my wife as well.
So. Well, brother, immortalize your voice forever in a podcast and tell your wife right now how much you love her and let her hear this show.
Dee Dee Sue, Roxanne, Taylor Shearer, you have my passion, my love. You are everything to me, the center of my world, and I love you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
That brought tears to my eyes.
I know. She's one very lucky lady as well.
Well, when you get something as you're as fortunate enough to fall into love like we've had the blessings of, you just, man, you got to hold on tight. So that's where the whole making sure that you make your significant other the center of your universe, and you can't go wrong there. What do you think, brother?
Exactly, and communicate as well. Just talk to each other. That's been the secret of... There is no secret to staying together. It's simply just talk to each other, have love for each other, be prepared to give and take, and just give everything.
Yeah.
And along with that, you know, I think it's also important not to forget to play with each other too, you know, like, you know, just joking around and having that fun time together and laughing with one another and pranking each other, you know. Don't forget those times, even when, as you're growing older and things, those are the things partly that you fell in love with each other for, too.
The easiest way to say it is just do what you did when you were friends, before you got married.
Yes, exactly. And we do laugh together, and she is the butt of my jokes. I put YouTube videos up. I did one recently. I decided that it would be fun to film her nose. So I stuck my video camera up and I turned it into a YouTube video, and now she's She's all over YouTube, and
she's forever immortalized because of her nose.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I have to say that Shaziz is the butt of my joke many times because I'm always doing something to him.
Yeah, but it's never a dull moment, that's for sure.
This is crazy, I know, but it's just silly, you know, something that between husbands and wives that we share. I like to poke him in the bottom with my finger and goose him every once in a while, and he just jumps so high, and he keeps saying, "Woman, stop doing that." And I'm like, "Well, if you wouldn't jump and, you know, be so animated about it and bring me so much enjoyment while I'm doing it, I probably wouldn't, it would lose its enthusiasm for me, you know." But the other day I surprised him, and he had on sweatpants this day, and he'd been mouthing and mouthing and mouthing to me all day. And so I decided I'm going to get his goat. And so instead of goosing him that day, I just yanked his sweatpants down and bit him on the bottom.
See, I got a witness now. You just told the world you bit my butt.
There's nothing wrong with a good debagging.
But it's never
something. It's something I do as well, and I like to embarrass her so much.
Well, you know, sometimes
having these sons, and the eldest is 22, and I've got an 18-year-old and a 14-year-old, and they are all embarrassed so easily. So it's really great just to give her that really big, passionate kiss when they're all around. And, oh, it's wonderful.
Our kids are used to that. They tell us to get a room.
Yeah. And they, yeah. Of course, they don't do it without saying, "Ew," first. What is it exactly about old folks smooching that the kids don't like?
I don't know. There's nothing wrong with a little bit of gray loving.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't care if I'm 90 to 100 years old. I'm still going to be smooching on my hottie.
I told her that that's the way I want to go. When my time comes, I'm going to go with a smile on my face.
Yep, I agree, brother. I'm right there with you. I'll tell you. It's been fascinating, the whole journey with my wife. I mean, like I said, we went through the highs and we went through the lows, but I would literally do it all over again just to get here to this point in time. And, you know, we just seem to keep amazing one another. We keep surprising each other, and that's the way you got to do. Keep your relationships out there fresh. Just let your significant other know that they're the center of your universe.
Well, if I can just share with you that when we got together, it was the late 1980s. I had been homeless in London, and I'd been alone, no family. They were all in other parts of the United Kingdom, and I'd been homeless for quite a while. And I'd just started to try and pick myself up, and she came along at just the right time. I met her totally out of the blue. It wasn't planned. We just happened to be in the same place at the same time, and it wasn't quite our eyes met across a crowded room, but it was almost like that. And she gave me a family and a place to live, and we spent 2 years engaged, and then we got married, and now here we are.
Oh,
that's a God thing.
I mean, my wife and I, whenever we first met, was pretty much like the similar incident what you're talking about, except for, you know, I was literally knocking on death's door when my wife showed up in my life, and she was pretty much at the same end of the bad road, and somehow or another, you know, whether you call it divine intervention or fate or whatever, two of the right people ended up at the right place at the right time to save one another's lives. And I'm telling you what, the bond between us ever since has been unbreakable.
In the beginning with him and I, as I'd said in my show earlier, I was in a mentally, physically, emotionally abusive relationship and had been in that for 3 years. And actually, Shaziz is my fourth relationship and third marriage, but that's neither here nor there. It took me that long to get it right. But the relationship that I was in just previous to ours, I knew that the circumstances were so bad that at the very end of that relationship, I knew quite literally that I was either going to be dead or I was going to be in jail within the next year. It was that bad.
Wow.
And so I decided after 3 years that it was time to leave. And my husband, Shaziz, his wife had left him with the 3 kids, barely an income. And my husband, he loves with all of his heart. And, you know, when he said his vows, he meant them forever. No matter what this woman did to him, he meant them. And when she left, it devastated him. And he's 6'2" and barely 165 pounds. And he stopped eating. He literally quit eating. He put food on the table for the kids, things that they could open from a can and microwave, and he quit eating. And when I met him, he was literally skin over bone. He had lost all this weight, and he was quite literally dying.
Wow.
You know, love's a pretty powerful thing. And there were times, and it kind of gets me emotional when I think about it, but there were times that I'd walk down the hallway of the house, and I'd literally drop to the floor, man. I was so sad.
Oh, goodness.
And if she hadn't showed up when she did, we wouldn't be having this conversation.
Yeah.
So call it divine intervention or fate. But I got the gold when this lady showed up at my door.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Thank you for sharing that with me, and thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak with you as well.
Thank you,
all the way from Norfolk in England.
Well, you know what? Give everybody you see a hug from here from the U.S., from Beverly and Shaziz, and tell them, come in here and listen in on her radio show once in a while, because everybody needs a touch of hope.
And give your wife a big hug from both of us, and tell her, as well as you, happy late anniversary.
Yeah, we'll have the podcast up so that she can hear your message to her.
Thank you.
And thank you, bro.
When
people listen to my show on Awake, they will hear lots of negative stuff, but when they come to you, they hear the positive, and balance is so important. So thank you, and keep that show going.
Well, it has to be
said,
you know, you got to talk about the negative in order to make sure that there's solutions and ideas out there. We just, like you said, we're trying to balance things out by giving everybody a hope. Not that the whole world isn't bad, and you know that from experience because of the story you just told us about your family and your life. And, you know, you started off down a bad path, and, you know, things were rough for you. And then for some reason, things just seemed to work out for you. And that's just, to me, that's a spectacular story, and I thank you so much for sharing
that. Yes, thank you very much, honey.
My pleasure. You take care, and... Merry Christmas, Happy New Year.
You
Merry
too,
Christmas,
Alan.
And Happy New Year to you too, honey.
Give
we
everybody
love you.
In the UK a hug for us.
Oh, I'll be busy.
Yeah, you will. We'll do the same for you, brother.
Take care. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody, that was Alan. That was a wonderful conversation. We're getting down to like the last 10 minutes of the show, so we can get our act together. I say we just throw on another tune there or something.
Want to share a few couple of things of interest from our past?
Looks like the queen has overridden the king. All right.
So what's something that you can think of crazy about that I've done?
I got to tell you, there's several different incidents, but the one that stands out to me the most is the brass cymbal. It was lightning outside, and you know, old Shaziz, he's in the high voltage, but apparently this day my wife was in the high voltage as well. It was lightning outside, thunderstorm going on, and she just fixed her hair, and she's getting ready to head out the door, and she grabs this brass cymbal and decides to use it for an umbrella. I was like, woman, are you crazy? So she'll have a conductor of electricity using to try to protect her hair. And I said, well, it's a good thing you didn't know that there was a metal stand for that doggone brass cymbal. She said, well, I'd have used it.
Well, I got one to tell on Shaziz here, too. Many, many years ago, We were sitting on the couch together watching television, and he had this box in his hand that's probably, maybe a foot in diameter. And Shazizz likes things that are repetitious. He finds something repetitious that's funny, and he just keeps on repeat. Well, he decided this day that he was going to do a karate chop on this box, and it was sitting in his lap. And I kept telling him, I said, honey, you might not want to do that. That doesn't look very safe. And he kept doing it. He had this funny thing going on, you know, and so he kept karate chopping this box, and for the longest time, it didn't give. And so he got more courageous. Each time he'd karate chop this box, he'd put a little bit more strength and a little more oomph into hitting this box. Well, lo and behold, I warned him.
Boxed myself right square in the jingle bells.
Yes, the box collapsed. He hit himself in the cojones with every bit of strength that he had. And if you can imagine, we're sitting on the couch, snuggled up side by side. He stiffens up in a straight sitting position, and it's just like timber, and he just falls into my lap. And I'm laughing my butt off. I couldn't even say, are you okay? I was laughing so hard. I think I actually said, I told you so.
I always told her never, if you have a fire on the stove, a grease fire, throw flour on the grease fire and snuff it out. And for electrical fire, just shut the power off and shut the door. Well, she got all panic stricken and threw a pitcher of water up. And first she tried the flour. She threw a whole bunch of flour up into the electric stove when the element went bad and caught fire. And so she had a fire going, and she's all panicking. My daughter's around there, and she throws flour up there, and the fire don't go out. And then finally she runs over there and grabs a pitcher of water and throws it up there, and boom, gets a hydrogen explosion that nearly burns off her eyebrows. And my daughter's like, I'm surprised you got any eyebrows, because she saw the whole thing. And I told her, I said, woman, why didn't you just shut the door and shut the power off? Well, she didn't think about that.
And so. We had glue on those elements. I have one more thing to share about Shazizz over here, too. Several years back, I think it was like a January day or something like that, and it was cold. It was winter time. We just had an ice storm and a snowstorm, and I was at work that day. I was going to be getting off work very shortly and coming home, and we had decided that we were going to have a romantic, intimate night that night.
You going to tell them about the butt ski?
Yes, the butt ski. Because I want everybody to enjoy this, because this is good. Anyway, so before I get home, he's trying to get all these chores done, get the dogs fed and all this stuff, so that when I get home, we can lock ourselves in for a romantic night. Well, he's got his sweatpants on and flip-flops, nonetheless, in the wintertime. What was he thinking? But anyway, he had his flip-flops on, and his sweatpants and sweatshirt on, and we got a little bitty slight grade to our yard, you know, a little slope there, and he had gone over to the spigot, and he was getting some buckets, fresh buckets of water for the two dogs that we had at the time, and so he was walking back toward one of the dogs, and he was having to kind of go downhill.
He was carrying two buckets of water.
Yeah, and he was kind of going downhill a little bit on that slope of the yard, and he started to feel his sweatpants. He has no butt, by the way.
What?
and if you turn him sideways and stick out his tongue, he looks like a zipper. But anyway, so he's walking down, and he feels his pants start to slide down his butt. And so he's like, oh no, can't have this happening. And so he grabs for his pants, and in the meantime, as he's grabbing for his pants, his flip-flop flies off his foot in one direction, his feet fly up in the air, he still loses his pants, they go to his ankles, and he is skiing down the slope, shoveling snow and ice up into his crack
on
the whole way
butt.
On his naked butt. And then to top all of that off, at the very end, the two buckets of dog water come right down and freeze his cojones.
The Fortunately for me, my friend who was supposed to show up over there was an hour late, because if he'd have come down the driveway and seen that, he said I would have been famous on YouTube.
But anyway, folks, it's time to wrap up our show today. I hope all of you have had as much fun as Shaziz and I have on today's show. And we want to thank all of you for being a part of these two glorious events. Happy birthday to my beautiful daughter, Kara, my best friend. And happy early anniversary to my wonderful husband, Shaziz. But he proposed to me on Christmas Day 5 years ago. And even though our anniversary is January 1st and it's officially 4 years, we always include that whole 11 years.
Yeah, and for all you dudes out there who want to be able to remember your future wife's anniversary, do it on New Year's Eve. You can't forget it.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Oops, he just forgot.
I forgot it.
Anyway, for the last song, I'm going to go ahead and play a couple of songs, but one of these last songs I'm going to play is one of Kara's favorite songs. Again, disclaimer.
You better make it snappy.
Angels,
you only got 3 minutes.
Angel City by Motorhead. God bless each and every one of you until we meet again next Saturday, same time, same place. Have a great week, everyone. And from our house, our family, to yours, we wish you a very happy new year.
Peace and love, everybody.